Son of a bitch.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. This is Vicky. How can I help you?
Yes. I placed an order on the 6th, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Of this month.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the MUB smartwatch.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. And I have not gotten any replies. I've just gotten my shipping address and everything. I haven't gotten any. I'm wondering, has it been shipped or?
Okay, ma'am. I can find out if you give me your zip code so I can locate your account, please.
Okay.
May I have your zip code?
Oh, 92312.
Thank you. What's your first and last name, ma'am?
My first name is Deborah. And, oh, you know what? You'll have me on this order. My zip code is 92347. You will have me under Deborah Duncan in Hinckley, California.
Hang on just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Verify your shipping address again. You were the right
36363 Sierra Road, Box 341, Hinckley, California.
Yes,
90, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I put the wrong zip code in.
That's okay. Your account's
still
but
I'm
up,
sure
ma'am.
It'll get here, huh?
Your zip code came up. Instead, it was
okay,
returned.
Okay, the zip code I give you guys was 92312 because I was going to use my post office box. But instead, I used my house address because some reason it wouldn't take my post office box. And I used my post office box zip code and not my home address zip code.
So the 36363, what's the zip code for that? What's the correct zip code?
92347.
Okay, hang on. Because I tracked the package, and it was returned. It was. It says it was returned to
oh,
sender.
Oh, woman. That is a good thing I called, right?
Right. Hang on just a minute. I'll get
oh,
it changed.
Oh, wow. Huh?
I'll get it changed and have it reshipped
thanks.
Out to you. Give me the
over
zip code one more time.
Zip code, right? Okay. Go ahead.
What's the correct zip code, please?
92347.
Okay, hang on just a moment. Let me change it in the system.
Okay. I didn't call. I could still be sitting here waiting around on it.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, man. Okay.
Okay, so it did. It accepted it. It says change billing zip from 32312 to 92312 to 92347, right?
Correct.
Okay, give me just a moment to have that watch reshipped out to you. Please hold.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, 92347. Oh, man. Don't take it with the money.
Thank you for holding for me, Ms. Duncan. I'm almost done. Give me just a few more moments.
Okay.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Ms. Duncan, for your patience.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I reshipped that watch back out to you with the corrected zip code. You should have it in 2 to 4
okay,
days.
Okay, is that what it was, the zip code?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
It had to be because it said it was returned to sender.
Right, it has to be the zip code. Okay,
and hang
cool.
on just a minute.
All right.
Yeah. Package returned to sender. What you can do, though, keep your eyes out for it this time, is give us a call back in a couple of days. Once it ships out, we'll be able to give you a tracking number. You can keep up with this one.
Okay. All right. Okay, so you think I should give you a jingle back in 2K in a couple of days, you said?
If, I mean, if you have any concerns about getting the second one.
Oh,
I
so
see,
I would have
I
a tracking.
A, right. You can just pull it up yourself and see exactly when they're going to deliver it.
Right.
And it's coming to
the
U.S. Postal Service. It's not coming.
Okay. Okay. So you're going to be sending it like here soon?
Yes, ma'am. They'll probably ship out within the next 24 to 48 hours.
Oh, okay. So, you know, I'll look for it next week then.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Yes, Ms. Duncan, is there anything else I can assist you with tonight before I release the line, ma'am?
You know what? I keep getting these things saying, okay, I thought I had won this iPad
mm-hmm.
because it said, huh? Yeah, because I entered it and everything and it didn't cost me anything. And so then it says, congratulations, you are the winner, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then I give them my card, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And then they took $395 out and put me in a sweepstakes. And it told me that I'd won and everything.
Hmm.
And I thought that I had won because I had entered it, and it didn't cost me anything to enter, right?
Right.
And then it came back and says, "It says you have won it." So I said, "Oh, cool." And so I thought, you know, the $395. Actually, it said no charge total. Everything was paid for. And then I was looking on my statement and my bank and everything, and it charged me $395. And then I noticed on my phone that it was just a sweepstakes entry.
Yes, ma'am.
When it
that's
said
a different,
that I won.
Mm-hmm. That's a different vendor from us, ma'am.
Oh. Okay, well, are you guys the ones that are sending out stuff saying that about that stuff?
No, this is just pertaining to the watch, this particular vendor.
I just wanted your uptick on it, you know, because I can't figure it out.
You can
so
call
anyway,
the bank, though. They should be able to give you a number.
Or,
they should be able to give you a number, though, ma'am. The bank should be able to give you a number to call.
Yeah. Or I can look on the order form and see if there's a number.
Yes, ma'am.
But, okay. Yeah, I just want to know. Yeah, because they just got me for
$3.95.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay, thank you so much for your help, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. You have a good night, Ms. Duncan, and stay safe. Thank you for calling customer support.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.